All things are one, the boy thought. And then, as if the desert wanted to demonstrate that the alchemist was right, two horsemen appeared from behind the travelers.
You can't go any further, one of them said. You're in the area where the tribes are at war. I'm not going very far, the alchemist answered, looking straight into the eyes of the horsemen. They were silent for a moment, and then agreed that the boy and the alchemist could move along.
The boy watched the exchange with fascination. You dominated those horsemen with the way you looked at them, he said.
Your eyes show the strength of your soul, answered the alchemist.
That's true, the boy thought. He'd noticed that, in the midst of the multitude of armed men back at the encampment, there had been one who stared fixedly at the two. He'd been so far away that his face wasn't even visible, but the boy was certain that he had been looking at them. Finally, when they had crossed the mountain range that extended along the entire horizon, the alchemist said that they were only 2 days from the pyramids. If we're going to go our separate ways soon, the boy said, then teach me about alchemy.
You already know about alchemy. It is about penetrating to the soul of the world and discovering the treasure that has been reserved for you.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm talking about transforming lead into gold. The alchemist fell as silent as the desert, and answered the boy only after they had stopped to eat.
Everything in the universe evolved, he said. And, for wise men, gold is the metal that evolved the furthest. Don't ask me why, I don't know why. I just know that the tradition is always right. Men have never understood the words of the wise. So gold, instead of being seen as a symbol of evolution, became the basis for conflict.